You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. The intention behind these almost daily drops is to keep you inspired, energized, and focused on your path of building a life better than you think is possible. I've done it myself, I've coached hundreds of women to do the same, and I'm excited for you to jump on board with me. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, success starts from within. Let's go! All right, all right. We are here with Rita Marie Mendez, who is a current client, a past client. I have worked with Rita in so many ways, and you are going to get so many gems from this interview that we do together. This was also one that we did on Zoom and in a live Facebook group, but I'm pulling it here because it is that good, and you need to listen to this in full. Rita is somebody that has overcome so much in her life. She's just a winner. This is just who she is and what she does, and she is on a deep spiritual path and journey. And she is the first one to tell you that she has thought all of the spirituality and femininity and all the speak is so woo-woo, and yet she has drank the Kool-Aid and has really persevered and bloomed in her life because of it. So without further ado, please go and listen to this interview. Enjoy.
Literally, I'm like, okay, 11:15, do this, do that, hop on with Heidi, make some tea. It's pretty awesome.
Amazing. Woo! I'm so glad. Well, let's light it up here and let's create that fire.
For sure.
I'm so excited to introduce you to my friend, my former client, current client. She's in Magnetic this year, Rita Marie Mendez. Rita, just go and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are.
Let's see, Rita Marie Mendez. I live in Beverly Hills. I am a mindset and success coach. Most of my clients are real estate agents. I have core programs that I run. I love it. I coached with Heidi for years. We've known each other for 10 years. And just her business expertise and just a sounding board and just that wisdom and the way that you support people, and specifically I'll speak for myself, the way I was supported with you just changed, you know, it just changed so much about how I was doing things, not so much what I was doing, although that was all there, right? That information was there, but it was the how. And so I've just really been up-leveling major since for the last couple of years, since we transitioned from different types of way of working together. I just never stop, obviously. And I don't know what to say. Like, it's just today I'm on fire.
So I love that, and people can feel it, and we're going to be able to see that coming through you. Right. But that's not how it is every day. And that's not how it always looks and feels. Will you share with us just a little bit of a little bit of your journey, and I'll kind of hop in here and there. You have an amazing story, and you are somebody that you've overcome a lot. Yes. And you have always had this knack for making money, and yet you have a tendency to fall back into old patterns, as we all do. Yep. Right? So just kind of share with us a little bit about that journey.
And that's a great way to put it. I do have a tendency to fall back in patterns, habitual patterns, right? So my story, in a very short synopsis, is, you know, growing up with, you know, parents, I wouldn't know if they didn't parent, but they were, you know, addicts. And I mean, they didn't parent, right? I would live with my grandmother, and they would show up, and it was very traumatic, very abusive. I had three siblings. We were all abused in different ways, but it was extremely traumatic as a child. Obviously, as a kid, you don't call it that, but looking back, it's like, wow, I don't know how the four of us literally survived. Just neighbors, people helping, feeding us, things like that. So I grew up on welfare. It was very challenging. So at 15, I left and just said, I'm over this. I made a decision though. And here's the thing that I love about the work that I do now, is I realize how I did it was that when I was about 13, I was sitting on a curb in the middle of a school day crying, not at school, and just thinking, how can I get out of this? I'm a kid. And I remember just deciding, making a decision that day that I would not live like this. And I would never have kids. My kids would never live like that. And they didn't. I left at 15, and at 34, I made $1 million because I said I wanted to make $1 million in a year. And I did that, but blindly, very unconscious, because my thought was, so you did very well in my 20s. We always owned a business, my husband and myself. I got married at 18, had my kids at 20. But I was just driven, but driven away from, right? Driven away from that mess and that hot mess and just shit show. And so my idea or my core belief was that there was something wrong with me for sure, because why would my mother leave when I was born? I never met her. Why would this? Why would all these things? Why would God forsake me? So obviously there had to be something wrong with me, because other people seemed fine. I was the one that was effed up, you know? So underneath, that's what was going on. But on the surface, I needed to have everyone think of me and be significant, right? With the BMW and making money. And I thought that was the answer to everything, to fixing me. Right. And no amount of money did it, and made $887,000 in a year. Crazy. That story's hilarious. And it just shows you the power of our mind and the power of what we're capable of. And then within 2 years was bankrupt, because I had outrun my identity. My identity, my core beliefs about myself were still that I was messed up. It was easier for other people, and there must be something wrong with me. And so at about 34, 35, when that whole bankruptcy, someone was suing us, I went to my first weekend that my attorney of all people said I should go to. And I thought, fine, if it's gonna fix my business, I'm gonna go. That's what I loved about it. The premise to me was, everything was external, and the external, everything mattered in the external. I didn't even know, I was unconscious about my unconsciousness. I didn't even know how unconscious I was.
Of course.
Got to that weekend, and I thought, these are a bunch of effing woo-woos, and I'm out of here on a break. Yeah. So I left that night, and they were calling me, like, come back. I'm like, oh, you weirdos. And my attorney, I didn't know it was like $500. He had paid for it. This is hilarious. So I go back and he's like, yeah, I heard you left. I'm like, yeah, you sent me to a bunch of hippie doo-doo. I don't know what was happening, but that's not how I roll. So he's like, okay, he was so kind. Month later, things are getting worse. He's like, Rita, just try, just go one more time. Fine. He's like, it'll help the business. He knew what I needed to hear. Yeah. And I stayed, and that was the beginning of just my transformation. So it's been about 22 years, and it literally, that weekend I woke up to my own patterns, my own like way I was doing things and running my life. And I remember not liking myself, but at the same time thinking like, oh, like, okay, there's another way. And that was it. I was hooked. And literally, I would have never thought I would have been a coach. Like, that was, they didn't make money as far as I didn't even know what that was, but here I am.
Especially then.
Oh, then it was not even, but about probably 5 years later, people like, you're a coach, you're a natural. I'm like, no, you guys, no.
Yeah.
I still had my very driven, masculine way of doing things. Yeah. Still, that didn't go away. And I still have that. And I utilize it when I need it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have the tendency to do that too much, mm-hmm. and have to pull myself back. And actually, last week when you ran the 4-day challenge, I don't even know what it was called, but I was running outside and I had you in my pocket, right? So I wasn't watching it. And I heard your voice and I'm like, what is she on? So I had to stop and pull the phone. I'm like, she is like, hi, what is she doing? She's like, over, what is happening? I was dying laughing. I'm like, okay. So I'm, you know, you were doing 4 quadrants, a lot of the same things I do with my clients, but there was something different. And I thought, and I started laughing. I'm like, it's like when Harry met Sally, whatever she's having, I want that. Yeah. And so each day 2, I tuned in again. I'm like, okay, it was pumping me up in a way of these pieces of myself that I forget about sometimes, that need my attention, that need my presence, that need me to slow down and receive and just remind me that not everything needs to be masculine, money, masculine. It's just about the, you know, I do videos on this. It's like ask, allow, and receive. We have to allow, and that's the receiving. And that's what I'm really excited about, is just, you have such a way of being in alignment that it's inspiring. And I don't think it matters if we're a brand new coach or not a coach or an employee, or I've been doing this for over 10 years. It doesn't matter. We're human. And I'm excited for the support.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for sharing all that. And so someone watching going, okay, Rita, you know, it's easy for you to talk about receiving and, you know, maybe moving more into your feminine and, you know, softening or doing inner work. Sure. You have made money. You know how to pay your rent. You know how to, you know, like you've created a successful business. So to that person that looks at you, like you've already made it.
Yeah.
Sure, you can do this deeper work. What do you say to that person?
I'm laughing because I was that person. Mm-hmm. Because I always thought even through all my transformation, you know, went to USM, at a master's in spiritual psychology, I still thought that other people, it was easy for them. It just wasn't easy for me. That has been my story. And it's a story. It is an effing story. And I find myself getting sucked back into the story, but going unconscious. I forget. So yes, I've made money and I've spent all the money and I've made 350, I've made 250, I've made all these different numbers. And I still have to watch the tendency of the pattern of here's the crux, here's the thing. And it's not just with money, but money is a great way for people to get this, is that it's an underlying covert way. When I spend it all, or I'm afraid, or I'm anxious, or somebody else, whatever the limiting belief is, it's a covert way for me to stay frustrated, stay playing small, stay stuck, and stay angry and resentful. And that breathwork day that you did that, the word that came forward on Saturday, you did that beautiful breathwork. And I resisted it the whole way because I'm a resistor, not a resistor, but I have a tendency to resist because there's a wounded ego part still that's there. That's like, no, 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 masculine, masculine. And then, but it shows up as common sense. Like, I don't have time to lay on the floor at 10 on Saturday. But guess what? I was like, Rita, lay your ass on the floor, click on the Zoom. And it was just such a beautiful, relaxing experience that I'm still in it. I'm still in that energy. And what the word that came up was resentment. And I remember, I'm always annoyed at the words that I get, but it is, there is a resentment still that, you know, maybe I was forsaken. I can make all this money. Why are things still hard? And there it was. There was the piece that I'm still buying into an old story that's showing up that things have to be hard for me.
Yeah.
But they don't. And that is, so for someone that sees that and is like, I'm not making any money, I don't even have a paying client. It's not about that. The way to have a paying client is to relax and call that in. I breathe into whatever program I'm doing, but that's only because that part of me that has grown on the soul line, grown spiritually, done her work, that work led to all the money. It's like soul line, goal line. Goal line gets shorter. We're like, when I first saw that concept, where I was like, oh, I'm always running to the goal line and that it always seems to keep moving forward and I never get there. How is that possible that I never get to the end zone? And that's this work. It's this work. Yeah.
So I'm going to speak to that because I used you as an example of one of the women in my mastermind today. Rita is a queen of manifesting very high paying clients without any branding, without a good sales page.
You want to know my list? How many are on my list for anyone on this call? Like, it's hilarious. I think there might be, we went up, I think it might be 240.
Right.
240, at least 50 are friends and family. You're on my list. So, hey, I count you. You're on there.
Yep.
And, you know, I do. Well, I make multiple six figures with that list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's,
but I have a servant heart, and the servant heart comes from me first serving me and the parts of me that think I'm not worthy to have that, because that still shows up. The parts that's like, Heidi, she's married. I can project onto anyone. It's easy for her. Her husband makes all the money. My neighbors, they have parent, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I find myself still wanting to go to those judgments because the judgments it's a rule, and the rule gets to keep me small because I get to even just bury myself even more in my story. And so some days it's not easy. Some days I'm like, okay, breathe. But I need that guidance. I crave it because I know that on my own over time, I get real wiggly.
Sure. Don't we all? I mean, I do, right? Yeah. And so there is, so there is an element of like, once there is this awakening and an awareness of, oh my gosh, there is a different way.
Yeah.
You know, there's a commitment.
Yeah.
There's a commitment. And so, you know, for when people like fall off, or actually just was, I was just on a one-on-one call before I jumped on these interviews, and she's done work with Christine Hassler, and you know, she's been on retreats, and she's like, I still feel like I'm not, you know, I want that. I want to be radiating from the inside out. Mm-hmm. Can you help me do that? And I said, yes, I can. But like, how committed are you? Because it sounds like you've had some of this before, and it's still like, and so it becomes a lifelong journey.
It is a lifelong journey. Like I would say the people that I think maybe have almost transcended this, maybe Tony Robbins type of person. That's just, you know, I'm not gonna say superhuman, but he's just, it's different. You know, there's maybe a handful of people in the world, Eckhart Tolle, you know, there's a handful. The rest of us are amazing, capable, innately deserving humans, you know, we're having this human experience. And you know, the beautiful thing is that we're so creative. This cracks me up. We're so creative that we create our stories. Beliefs are nothing more than thoughts, right? That you think over and over again to the point where they become habituated. I think you did some live or something the other day about habits and how our patterns, and I wrote it in one of my emails yesterday about just, get out of our habitual pattern, but it becomes very easy to do that. It's like inertia, right? We're already in this track, and to move out of this track, we'd have to step out and go over there and do something different. It takes courage, and it's not the absence of fear or courage. It's like, it's gonna take a little more work, and I'm gonna climb up that hill, or I'm gonna climb out of this rut, or I'm gonna take a step. I'm gonna spend $500, I'm gonna spend $8,000, whatever it is, because I know I need it. It's the chatter that stops us. And I'm totally guilty of that. I am. I just, you know, I'm human, and I know when it's coming. I know the sound of it now because I'm conscious about it. It doesn't mean that I don't buy into it sometimes.
Sure.
Yep.
Yep. Sure.
Yep.
So you are committed to doing the work. You have done the work. You have your master's. You have a successful business. Why would someone like you join Magnetic?
Well, first of all, your voice and your energy on this Facebook Live, I'm like, Heidi, what are you doing? Are you drinking special juice? I want to know. Because there's an element of me, like, I'm a joiner, but I'm right in like three groups right now. I'm like, I do not need another group. But what I realized when I meditated on and just really sat with it was what felt right, especially after the breath work, was that's the piece that I'm not, there's a piece of me that I'm not nurturing, right? Because I have the business group that I'm in, that's a 12-month program. I probably, even Mo, the CPA, emailed me and said, Rita, the business development expenses you have are really high. You know, let's not do this. This is a red flag. I'm like, Mo, that's probably the only expense that's actual and not my groceries or something. Uh-huh. And it was $67,000. And the year before it was, So it's not like I'm not committed to my growth. I am. And it doesn't stop. So why do it is because I know it's the reason that I can make multiple six figures. Next year, I will 100% do $500,000, easy. So I'm on my own 30-day challenge after your 4-day challenge. I'm doing my own 4-day challenge for my group in a couple weeks. I'm so inspired, I'm like on fire. But I'm doing my own 30-day challenge to make $30,000. And I started October 1st, and it was the date today, the 6th, I've made $6,000 already.
Yes, yes.
Because I just decided, and that the 4 days with you, what it did was it just opened up the part that I keep forgetting about, which is just this goddess energy, that queen energy of just calling it in, relaxing into it to allow and receive. And I can facilitate, and I have facilitated a room of 100 people, Zoom calls, it doesn't matter, but that doesn't mean I still don't need a facilitator to hold space for me, because I do. And that's why I joined, because I know your work. So at my level as a master coach, I am very choosy about who I join with, because they have to be at a level that, you know, a beginning coach wouldn't work for me. Nothing wrong with being a beginning coach. I was one, you were one.
Yeah.
So I go to master coaches and master minds that are at my level or above, so that I can get that skill level. And so that's why I joined Magnetic, is because you have that skill level. And the price, I was like, $2,000? Okay. I felt really lucky to have, yeah, right?
Thank you. I appreciate, and I receive everything you're sharing. And Rita said to me on the phone when we were talking about the program after one of these lives, she goes, $2,000? What are you doing? $2,000? She goes, man, these girls, they're not going to know what hit them. And I think I actually wrote that in one of my posts or emails or something. I took that line that you used. And the reality is that I really honor and respect that $2,000 is it's a stretch for some people. It's not
that. Oh my gosh.
Right?
Sure.
And you and I know, because we've made so many investments in ourselves over the years, countless. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, truly, at this point.
Yes. Yes.
That it does feel like a stretch. It yes. does all yeah. almost always. Does it feel like I'm going out of my comfort zone? Because that's what like triggers that ego and that mind to yeah. go, I got to start doing something differently. If I'm investing in myself and I'm getting myself into this room, I better show up. I better yeah. try something new. Yeah. And I better, you know, start taking different action in my life.
Yeah. And, you know, I will speak to like me thinking 2000, that's all. But I was your one-on-one client, which is a different price point altogether. It's not even close, not the same. But what my thinking about it, it's not that I poo-poo $2,000. $2,000 is, I'm very conscious about the value and the energy exchange of money now. And I don't just give $2,000 away just to, you know, for shits and giggles.
You can, right.
Right, because I can. And to be honest, you know, I'm 56. Like I want to really make sure that I'm investing and making sure for my future and things like that. So yeah. I'm not pretending that $2,000 that could go into an investment account with compounding interest and make a ton of money for some stock. I don't know. So I'm very careful where I put my money. And I was just saying the value of what I know you deliver. I was like, okay, what's wrong with her? Something's up. But I get that, because as a servant, right, just adding constant value to, right, this is our jam. Transformation of consciousness is our jam. And so what I know about you is you have the utmost integrity. I remember meeting Christine Hassler when we were at USM and thinking, this lady walks her talk. Like, she is the real deal. And that's exactly how I see you, Heidi. Like, because my experience of you, that is what, it's true, right? That's my experience of you, is that you show up, you really, really serve, and you are fierce. Like, I'm fierce with my clients in a different way. You are super fierce with us, you know, your clients, about our stories, our language, right? We coach very similarly on language and what we don't know we're saying to you. And so it's almost like what I tell my women in my groups. I'm like, hey, no woman left behind. If you're floundering, I'll know. We'll get it. We'll get you there. They have accountability partners like what you're doing. It's just a very sacred container to be in as a woman. And here's the truth is, when you're around other women doing this work, it's like the conversation is different. Like, I have goosebumps saying that. That's not a sales pitch. It's the truth. I've been in them and I've facilitated them. And it's a game changer for the women that are being facilitated. I've never had anyone say like, wow, this sucks. Ever. Have you? Never. Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited. I don't even know. I keep forgetting what day it is, but I'm like, whatever day that call is, I can't wait.
We're starting next Wednesday, October
4th. Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome, Rita. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love
it. Like, touched me. I receive it. I appreciate you. You are such a light. And like, what I love even probably the most is that all she did was say yes. And she's like, I am on fire right now.
Yeah. We had a call right after the breath work. And I just was like, I'm doing this, because I know when that part of me says, let's do it, the other part is going to show up, like, how much is it? And all that, right? So that's what we do. We all do this like little back and forth. And I just thought, I just did this and was like, not right now. I'm just, it was very purposeful and grounded. So for anyone that's on the fence, right, I get that. I do it with all the groups that I join. But this one was different because I came out of the breath work. We had that call and I was like, I'm in. And when we make a decision, right, when we cut off everything else, what happens is, you know, there's a saying about that. It's like, providence moves. It means that it's just, I tell my clients, it's like, you, when you decide something, you just choose in. You don't have to see the result of what's going to happen. And you trust and you have faith, everything just works. Everything moves out of the way. People, resources, money show up. Someone's like, oh, someone walked by my desk and wanted a buyer's agent and bought a house a week later. Right? Because she didn't know how she was going to pay for my group. But she had decided, she's like, Rita, I'm committed. I'm going to give you a small deposit. I'm doing this. It just works because the universe wants to support us. And so the $2,000, you know, that I paid, I already know it will come back to me tenfold at least, because that's what I called in. I said, I'm going, this exchange is with Heidi and I'm calling in tenfold for the service I'm going to add to my clients, because that's what I'm going to get out of this group, so that I'm going to bring my even best up-leveled self to my clients. They're going to bet. So the world benefits when we do this. When a woman steps into her power, it shifts everything. Literally, it shifts. So I know I can just go on and on forever. So we better.
Goosebumps. Got goosebumps. Kat, yeah. Do you have any questions or no? Let's just check in just real quick here. She's going to let us know. This is so powerful. Kat, we're good. All right, awesome. Rita, I adore you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to put this on the podcast so that everyone can hear your magic. And hear, yeah, you have your, I don't even have anything to say because I'm just like, yes, yes, yes. Where can people find you?
Rita Marie Consulting. That's my website, ritamarieconsulting.com. You know, lots and lots of real estate agents. That's kind of my niche, has just been real estate agents, especially female real estate agents, because that's tough. That's tough sometimes. And all social media is at Rita Marie Mendez. And FYI, my social media, needs some work.
It's all good. It's all good. You got professional photos and it's looking better. I like it. Okay. Bye, my love.
Bye, love. Okay.